this is, I mean, I totally understand what's being said, but where I get lost is, obviously I'm releasing, I don't even know why I'm crying, but how can I teach my children if we don't have a roof over our head, or I'm not physically here to do that? So the problems are really, it's that pressure of like that time constraint, and it makes it really challenging to just go sit and do nothing and wait to receive, or I don't even know, worship when there's like pressing matters in my face that have not shifted for a really long time. And I am very sincerely doing everything I can to shift, change, grow, heal. And I just feel very lost, I guess. And I don't know.
That's okay. All right, take a breath for me, please. Excuse me. It's so funny. All right, and say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
Oh, you're so not going to like this answer. I am so sorry, but they're saying first things first. First things first. So remember, it's like when you pray, move your feet. So it's not like you're sitting there and not doing anything, but you need to serve. I'm going to say this, and I understand you're going to say, but I'm doing this, but I still have to say it. You need to serve God first. And now I know you're going to say, yeah, but I'm doing that. Like, what do they want me to do? So let me explain that, what they want you to do. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Jennifer.
You're not dying, by the way. You're not leaving anywhere. Nothing bad's happening. I say that so I can say this. Now I forget what I was going to say. But it was something like, If I die trying, I'm going to serve God. So when I say that, again, you're not dying. I'm just using that expression. But the idea is, there's a dying to self where I don't care what happens. I don't care if I end up in a campsite, in a teepee, in a deserted island, like, and you're not, by the way, but the intention must be sincere is the point, where whatever happens, if I leave the earth and I haven't really served my God's self or my higher self, what indeed was the purpose of it all? So there's something where you're about to crack open or break open. And when I'm looking at your higher heart, they're showing me the release card where, so it makes sense you're crying actually, where you're releasing all of the pocket change, like all of the things that really don't matter, all of the things that you've been terribly avoiding. It has to do with your initiation, and it has to do with your readiness. The card I have for you is spiritual strength. So they're saying take a good picture of that one. In other words, really honor the divine timing of all things. What you remind me of is something that I read by Gandhi, and he talked about how God never deserted him. He always came through like at the 11th hour, and he always provided, but always his way. So again, it's the male pronoun or whatever, so just ignore that part. But the point is, like, that God essence always provides at the 11th hour, meaning that it's not always easy and it's not always simple, in that your first time out, you get there. But the other part of that statement that really stands out for me regarding you is the part where it says, like, his way. You know, he always provides, but according to his way. So you're in this process of dying to self, is really what I want to call it. It's so not fun, to be very sincere. I mean, it really isn't, but let's go back to Katie. Katie was talking about, like, I'm just looking at all these egos running around down here. And so that's the whole point. The reason they're all still an ego is they don't know how to do what you're about to do. They're just not strong enough. So forgive them, for they don't know what they do. It's like they're doing the best they know. They don't realize that there's a level higher that coexists. You realize it, and you've made a claim for it. You've made a prediction for it. You've made a stance for it. So it's sort of like, I can't think of what that phrase is. Hold on. I can't think of it. But in any event, you've made a claim for power, is what it is. So in order to have the power, you're tested, unfortunately. And so the testing is, say your name again, my love.
Jennifer.
I'm going to go back to the statement I said, and I do that with a little bit of nervousness, because I don't mean it literally. But it goes back to that statement of, if like I die trying, I've got to serve God. I've got to serve God. God being truth. God being the truth of essence. So there's a little bit of your ego breaking down in order for you to explode, in order for you to open up to the sunshine. And I kind of, my linear self hates it for you that, man, I don't want anyone to go through what I've been through. On the other hand, that's what we all keep going through because we're not our ego. And as long as we keep identifying with our ego, we're never going to move into 5D. And you want to remember, they're pulling the carpet out underneath us. Like, the room's being changed as we're talking. Like, 5D is now. So the reason you're so uncomfortable is because you're already decided. In other words, you've already said yes to be a leader of 5D consciousness. So that's the reason why your world is crumbling or shaking, is because you're ready to be assisted. So the card I'm leaving you with, all these cards, spiritual strength, again. I'm going to stop right there. Does that make sense or help?
Sort of. I can feel just so much resistance within to this. I get it, but I can just feel so much resistance to it.
Yeah.
We'll just have to work with that.
All right, let me do final outcome of the other deck. Say your name again, my friend.
Jennifer.
This world's not real. It's a projection of consciousness. And while you're like, yeah, but I need a house, I needed this, as you serve that higher placement will come a calling. So you're not, it's like being in the world, but not of the world. And your tears, I promise you, Jen, you're just extraordinary that you're willing to share them. There's nobody that shows up a group these days that cannot, that can honestly say they're not doing the same, whether they emote them or they just feel them, because we are really under fire right now, because we're ready to be our Christ selves. I mean, this is like literally occurring now. So you're here trying to play an old game and they're changing the game rules on you. And you're like, I can't handle any more pain. And they're like, yeah, but this pain is not torture. It's like fire in the kiln to make you extraordinary. Say your name one last time.
Jennifer.
So if I could leave you with this, when I look at you, it's like surrender to your higher self and really, 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 really mean it. If my higher self wants me to move to an ashram, if my higher self wants me, I'll just say it this way, and everyone knows my old attachment. Let's see how I work with that. But if I had an attachment, it would be my son. But here's the thing, if my higher self would be like, you're never going to see your son again in this lifetime, ever, and that's my higher self's will, well, then so be it. So for me to say that, you know me, you know my love for my son. But if I trust and I love my higher self more than my attachment to my son, well, then praise God. This is the whole point. We're all here imagining we're mother, children. It's all a dream of consciousness. This is the whole point. People show up for spirituality to make their life better using spiritual principles. And spirit's like, that's okay as long as we got your interest. But at some point, they take out the beginner book and they put in the intermediate book. And they're like, okay, now this is really what it's about. And you're like, I didn't sign up for this. But of course, your higher self did. And when you explode, you're going to be like, oh, I'm so glad. I'm so glad I hung in there. So in the other deck, your final outcome card is crown chakra. So one deck you had spiritual strength, the other deck you have crown chakra. This is you. This is you. Say your name one last time.
Jennifer.
Thank you. You're being crucified. They're saying you missed the most important word of all to me. They're saying just tell her she's being crucified. So remember, the whole story with Joshua literally happened, but it was a dream story. It happened in a dream. So it's really representing the crucification we all go through to open up to our Christ existence. So funny. They're like, just say crucified. All right, final outcome, all these cards, spiritual strength again. I hope that helps, sweetheart. I'm around later if you need me.
Thank you. Any idea how long this crucifixion and this one will last for?
Oh, my lordy. Say your name again, my love. Well, since it's the first day of the year, can I just say, not just sometime through this year and be safe? I had to say that. That was not them. Say your name one more time, my love.
Jennifer.
Thank you. Sooner than you realize, universe. Sooner than you realize. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
Yes, thank you.
You're welcome. Hello, Felicia.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you. Hello, Felicia.
Hello.
Hi, Happy sweetheart. New Year. Happy New Year, honey. All righty.
May I have a message, please?
3 days until resurrection. Yes, you may. And per bath, 3 days, and you've got a home run. All right. Miss Felicia, and say your first name.
Felicia.
Say it one more time.
Felicia.
Thank you. Keep the light on. Keep the light on. So there's something where you would prefer the light get dim. Keep the light on. Prefer to see. It reminds me of that little prayer, reveal to me what I need to know. So why wouldn't you want that on always? Really trust that whatever needs to, like, almost like, oh, I don't know, I don't want to know what they use to cook, because if I know, then I'll never come back to this restaurant, and I really like it, so I don't even want to know what that news article says, because I don't want to give up the restaurant. Don't be an ostrich. Choose to know. When I'm looking at you, you're entitled beyond your current capacity of understanding. So you want to choose to know. So just imagine the light always being on. So let's go back to Katie's conversation. Like, I forget what she said. Like, people are not being authentic. If you have the light on, you have your truth meter on always. And you know everything always. And they're saying you have enough sensitivity to handle it. Meaning that you know how not to go in judgment because you see truth. But you also need that information because it's going to help you in your decision-making process. So to avoid the truth is really not going to help you get anywhere, because then you're not going to make the highest choices because you don't have all the information. So the more that you can become very comfortable with allowing the truth to be restored, like whatever it is, good or bad, it's just time to, like, when I'm looking at you, it's almost like, you ever like watch a movie in class, and so the teacher has the lights off. When they first put the lights on, all the kids start complaining and, oh my, you know, like they get over dramatic about the whole thing. But they have a point. You know, it's sort of like your eyes are adjusted to the dark and suddenly you got the bright fluorescent lighting on in a classroom and it's a little overwhelming. That's what you're saying yes to, and that's what you're considering, and that's what you're saying so, and that's what you're trusting, and that's what you're really signing up to. I just love this for you. I can't even explain to you how much this message is helping me right now. Because I'm suddenly seeing all these things in my life. My father that transitioned, like so many memories, I want to say, are being adjusted for me simultaneously while I'm talking to you, because I'm ready to graduate is what they're saying. So it's sort of like I'm ready to know. So let's go back to some of the other messages. If I'm still holding people outside, meaning like you've got problems I don't, and your problems smell, so like all over there, stand over there where you can't hurt me or bother me, then this is the ego. But when we really understand that we're really all love and we're all like joined hands coming back to love, then the more that we have the lights on so that we can find our way, everybody is helped, everyone is served. So there's something about you moving into self-mastery where you're going to give yourself the A, where you're going to give yourself the handout, where you're going to give yourself this source complete, where you allow yourself to know because you understand. It's sort of like you're spiritually strong enough. You understand God's on your side. God's got your back. And so if the light's on, you can see your way. Say your name again, my love. You're entitled amongst most. In other words, how do I want to say this? You're already self-activated. In other words, you're ready to handle it. You're ready to handle it. So just imagine every single relationship you have, the lights are on brightly. The lights are on brightly so you can see. And they're helping you to, what would I call that? Like make that natural or neutralize that, normalize that. Normalize, I guess, is the word. They're helping you to normalize that so that love reigns supreme. So just imagine if Yogananda is being guided by God, he needs that exchange operational so he can be guided. So that was the whole point. Like we're going back to Katie's message. Well, like I really get it at 10, but what am I going to do at 11? So the idea is like to really leave that light on always so that I can be guided always. It's super good. When I'm looking at you, they're getting you comfortable in almost like a grown-up chair, if that makes sense, where, you know, you're no longer in the steno pool. You're no longer in these little chairs. Like you got this really strong, I'm here to stay chair. There's something significant about that. Like this chair is permanent. I'm not leaving it. It's always here and steady. Say your name again, my friend.
Alicia.
It's the same thing. I'm going to go back to the very beginning. It's so funny, but I still feel the energy of it. You're still running scared a little bit, meaning like, I don't know if I want to know. So when I'm looking at you, it's sort of like zip the lip or whatever. They're showing me sardine can where you have to like open it, you know, like the tin thing, you open it to get the sardines, I guess. In English, there's something where you're still debating a little bit, like, can you handle it? In other words, and they're saying, of course you can. Wisdom Master. Yeah. Say your name one last time.
Alicia.
Of course you can. Of course you can. The reason being that you have a spiritual maturity now, so you're not going to go into judgment about it. In other words, there we go. You're going to use it for the light. So the more information you have, the better equipped you are to serve the light. How would I say it? You're learning to use that information to take you higher. But you have to have the information to see. You have to have the information to see. It's really wonderful. It's really wonderful. So they're stroking you steady. What they mean by that is they're just sort of like helping you energetically adjust so you could try it their way. So it's a little, remember the kids in the classroom, when you first turn on the light, it's like a little, that's a lot. But you know, once you adjust, they're fine. Now we're gonna go to the next lesson. No one's complaining anymore, they're on to the next lesson. So that's what you're gonna join in, like you're gonna adjust and then on to the next lesson. So your final card is Triumph, because you got it, you're nailing it. Say your name one more time.
Felicia.
Don't be afraid to know. Don't be afraid to know. That is your message, loud and clear, my love. And did you have a question today?
Yes, I do have a question. I guess the question I have is whether the truth that I need to know is something I've already somewhat stumbled upon, but I chose not to look dig deeper.
I would say yes, but there's more. In other words, you're thinking about one specific occurrence, which is valid, but they're thinking or chiming in about having across the board understanding. So yes to what you're saying, but to remember that you're actually going the distance, the way the crow travels. Mm-hmm. So in other words, all the time, every day, all the time, you're aligning with source. So all is known because you've already been tested. So in other words, more power is being given to you because you're secure with it. In other words, you're equipped with it. You're not doing it to hurt others, you're doing to assist. So yes to what you're saying, but apparently there's more beyond that. Does that make sense?
What I'm hearing is, so in every instance where, whether it's a download or whether it's clarity that I'm receiving in the moment or about a situation, or so some truth that is being revealed, that's always, I'm always being assisted by the light, so I need to continue to press for the light to be present.
Yes, yes, and just imagine that there's actually an open door. So you're not pressing for the light to be present. It's sort of like you depress something and then it stays on always. So there's something about that universal claim that is very important. So it's sort of like if you need clarity, you're going to call on the light. So yes to what you're saying. But the more that you can get that better understanding is like you're ready to be seen. So think of like a skylight or a moonroof or something where it's always open. Like that option is already always given. When I just said moonroof, the energy that ran through my crown chakra. So just imagine something like you have a skylight, like the light's always coming in. The light's always coming in. So yes, you can have a conscious thought to remember it, but you want to have that little bit extra pizzazz in realizing you're already an achiever, you're already being assisted. So universe, say your name one last time.
Felicia.
It's already amongst you, it's already upon you. It already is. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay, did you have another question?
I did.
Yes, ma'am.
So I was approached about getting certified as a yoga teacher. Mm-hmm. Due to some, I'm going through a financial transition, so I have to be very diligent right now. The lady who teaches who does the school, she offered to have a discussion with me about making it so that I could participate in the yoga training. And I'm wondering if they have any advice as to whether I should proceed in engaging her in that conversation. financially, I'm really trying to be diligent about the transition I'm going to be going through, that I'm going through, and ensuring that I know that all the resources will manifest as they need to. I want to be smart about it before I commit myself to into the agreement and making the investment.
Okay, so let me understand this. They are aware of your financial concerns and they've made a generous offer, or what were the details of that?
They made the offer to have discussions with me on a payment plan. That would
okay.
be much more extended than what they offered the general public.
Gotcha. Okay, so your question is this a wise investment for you? Is that correct? Was that a yes?
Yes.
Okay. It's funny how I didn't hear the yes, so we got to think about that one. But nevertheless, say your first name, sweetheart.
Felicia.
Say it one more time.
Felicia.
Thank you. Say your name one more time, my love. Thank you. They're saying who's running the show. So in other words, from the financial situation and the payments, all that's lovely. The question is, say your name one more time, my friend.
Felicia.
What do you want? Do you want to be a yoga teacher? Is that your heart's desire? Do you perhaps have an answer for that one yet? that's the question. That's the question at hand. Not the finances. The finances are fine. Or they will be with the payment plan. But the question is, what's the motivation?
For me, the motivation is, I don't know that I'm passionate about yoga and that I do enjoy the practice. Becoming a teacher I'm exploring it as an opportunity that might allow me to open up the transition career-wise to in a different direction, possibly, or an additional revenue source for me.
Okay. Say your name again, my love.
Felicia.
Thank you. It is so weird. The cards would not even talk to me. It's so funny. Say your name again, my friend.
Felicia.
Thank you. They're saying yes, but with the right motivation. I'm trying to like tickle it out of them what they mean by that, but it reminds me a little bit of Jenny Mack's message, and I can't even remember anymore, but I know you came close after Jenny Mack. And so with her, remember that she needs to do everything with a smile. In other words, she really is in the process of purifying, where she's submitting to her higher self. And she's a little wiggly with that, so there's room for growth. And so with you, there's the same sort of energy where if you decide to engage in the yoga training, it's really taking it to a higher announcement or a higher level or a higher provisions where like, I don't do yoga, so you're going to be able to answer this question much better than me. But you're moving in much more of a spiritual destiny. So what would be the purpose of yoga? Why are we doing the yoga? And there's something where you're being guided by the light that's heavenly, So you may have a yogi suddenly appear in front of you, or you may suddenly realize, well, this leading is leading to this, or this is returning me to the truth of source. But I'm just going to say it this way. Apparently, there are different levels of understanding of yoga. Of course there are. You know, you can have like 100 meditators and everyone's going to be at a different level. So the idea is, practically speaking, say your name again, my love.
Felicia.
That they want your motivation to be of the highest. They want your motivation to be of the highest. And apparently there's some kind of egoic energy where there's the potentiality to miss the mark. My feeling is, I'll just say it this way. In their training manual, in other words, those that are teaching, there are those that are higher than most, and there are others that aren't quite. So you need to use your own sniffer. Now I know why you need a light on in the room. Now I get it. You need to use your own sniffer of really understanding what all this is for. So why is yoga a thing now? What's it really about? Why have you drawn this card? Why are you being invited? What is this really about in terms of your consciousness, in terms of the consciousness of the planet? Now say your name one more time.
Felicia.
Oh, you don't even have to, because now I have the world card. So this is the whole point, that you take everything from the highest sincerity. There you go, master card, because you are a master. Does that make sense?
That does make sense. And I do think that it's coming forward for me further establish my grounding. And there's healing for me in the practice as far as slowing down and being in my body, being present. The lady who runs the school, I did a class she taught, and what she offered, that what made her ask me about potentially becoming a teacher, because she sensed that there was energetically, there was more to what I could offer, not just for myself, but for others in her studio. And that resonated with me. So from the healing piece of it, I do definitely feel like, on a spiritual level, there's more that I could offer. And so when we talked, that's what resonated. But then I also got caught up in the, well, can I afford this? Like, this is a huge commitment. What am I doing? So the ego piece definitely came forward, and I think, so that resonates.
Perfect. So here you are, master, partnership, and alliance, and solar plexus. You're amazing. Spirit knows it, and apparently the owner of the yoga studio knows it as well. I hope that helps, sweetheart.
That does. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. Hello, Miss Heidi.
Hello, can you hear me?
I hear you great.
Awesome.
And say your first name.
Heidi.
Why not now? Why not now? I don't know what it is. There are spiritual practices you read in a book and or learn in a class, and you kind of put it off for a rainy day. And they're like, why not now? So you're being assisted greatly. When I say that, it's super good. You are being assisted greatly. It's your turn to spread your wings and fly. So in other words, you really want to take your jet airliner out and go for a spin. In other words, really practice what you preach, walk your talk. You're in English, you're ready to grow beyond your current understanding, and there's this tendency to be shy. So I'll learn that sometime, or I'll grow at some point, or whatever. Versus realizing it's already on top of you, it's already upon you. Say your name again, my love.
Heidi.
Thank you. Be willing to take a spin. So I've got you taking a spin with a car, with an airplane, whatever it may be. But be willing to take a spin, meaning like try it your own way. I can't think of what I did, but I know that energy of it where why not do it the way you want to do it? Like just really realize you're your own performance artist. In other words, you're really aligning with spirit and enjoying it so. So the more that you understand, you're being counseled, you're being stepped upon, you're being orchestrated, and the more that you enjoy it and trust it, say your name again, my friend.
Heidi.
How would I say that? It's sort of like you're gonna find, it may just be moments, but you're gonna have moments when you're gonna feel very natural, like you're really being the authentic Heidi is what it feels like. And when I'm looking at you, it's like a little turtle sticking this little head out, like just for a moment, and it comes back in, but it's really good. Because if he enjoys that little moment, he may come out always. Say your name again, sweetheart.
Heidi.
It's a little bit like let your hair down. It's the same message about coming into your own natural essence, coming into your own natural assertiveness, coming into your own natural desire. The card I have for you is Master. Of course, you just follow Felicia. So this is the whole point. You've got a master inside that's growing, that wants to be seen, that wants to be understood. I can't think of what I did, but there was something I do unconsciously with a lot of, I'll just call it formality. And I'm kind of like, it's not a law not to do all this stuff. I'm not doing all this stuff anymore. Like I just, when you start responding to your own soul, you really come into your authentic essence. And it's so beautiful and it's so resurrecting and it's so gorgeous. And it's so like, when you're willing to come out and play, it gives permission for someone else to come out and play. And that's why we love like artists that are just very authentic, you know, and we can call them crazy all we want, but it gives us permission to really be ourselves. Say your name again, my friend.
Heidi.
Just notice, like, when I look at you, it's almost like your higher self is playing peekaboo. So just when I receive you, it's like an energetic assistance. The best way I can explain it is just like imagine a situation where you get fearful or hardened or whatever. And like just for a moment, just for an energetic second, you decide to change your mind and consider the dance. So what if I just stay happy? What if I just drop the barrier or control and just really trust? The card I have a second time, may I add, is Master. This is the whole point. This inner vision wants to come out and be seen. Say your name again, my love.
Heidi.
Thank you. Trust the stirring. Trust the stirring within. If I could summarize you, it's so wonderful. If I could summarize it, like your real self is coming out to be understood. It's coming out to be explained. It's a little bit like that kid part of you that had to be conditioned and whatever else. It's like she's back. That's what I want to say to you. She's back. And when I look at her, she's like hiding behind the curtains, like I'm here. I don't know if anyone notices me yet, so I'll just stand here behind the curtains. But she's like within your vicinity. Say her name again, sweetheart.
Heidi.
How would I say? It's really good. My words, honestly, are it's really good. So the more that you can enjoy it, the more that you can acknowledge it, the more you can hold your hand the same. Really to focus on soul retrieval right now also is what I want to say to you. So every so often I find myself buying something purely because, I don't know, it's what I ate when I was 7 or something like that. So it's not like very costly or whatever. But it's energetically significant because it's sort of like drawing from the same. So it's sort of like that 7-year-old's welcome back. That 7-year-old is here and she's here to stay. And she likes this, so I'm buying this for her. So it's sort of like welcoming in the party, welcoming in your assortment. Say her name again, my love.
Heidi.
It's really good. When I receive you, your true self's getting stronger, and you're going to see it. You're going to feel it. You're going to respond to it. You may stop watching what everyone else has to watch, and you watch what you actually enjoy. Or it's super good. When I'm receiving you, it's like that natural self is in your vicinity, and she's going to start kind of pushing her way through, like wanting a piece of the pie, wanting part of your conversation, wanting part of your life. Positive forward movement. Say her name one last time.
Heidi.
Don't, they're saying don't ever let her go. So in other words, really start getting used to more of a sort of like an authentic conversation or an authentic justification. In English, soul retrieval, consider the many flowers. In other words, that natural self is going to come out and play. So where you would immediately go inside, you may put your groceries inside, but then come back out and sit by a tree or whatever it is. Like, she's going to guide you. So you want to play along. Passion ignited. This is the whole point. It's like she understands what's purposeful and valuable and what is just like empty energy. Empty energy. Say her name again, my friend.
Heidi.
Yeah, it's so funny. So we started out this whole conversation many moons ago with come out of hiding to this is the whole point. You're coming out of hiding. I just love that for you. So the card I'm leaving you with is hope. So you see how she's coming in her light? It's sort of like, here I am. Here I am. Say her name one last time.
Heidi.
Thank you. We're just doing the other deck for fun. It's really good. She's going to have some specific suggestions. So really honor it. Really honor it. And she's going to help you understand. So the one deck had hope. The next deck is just breathe, because you're aligning with your higher self so beautifully. And new vitality, because this is the energy to be seen. That is your message, my love. I hope it helps. And did you have a question?
I do. I'm getting glimpses of what you talked about, so it's been really positive for me to experience that. I had a job come in this week, and it's for a day and a half a week. And it feels very much in alignment. And part of your message to me was to go back and try things I had done in the past, because this time it'll work. So I just wanted you to feel into the new potential position.
Sure.
And it's with a company called Inner Peace Hydrate.
Of course it is. Say your name again, my love.
Heidi. And the owner's name's Caitlin.
You and Caitlin go way back. You and Caitlin go way back. It's beshert, as they say. It's your good karma. So yes, there's a reason why this came up. Say your name one more time.
Heidi.
Yes, what it's doing is it's reflecting your own inner whatever her name is. It's like your
Caitlin.
Own inner peace. You know the name of the company? So just see that
it's literally inner peace, yeah.
Yeah, it's reflecting your own inner peace. That's why it's there.
Very cool.
Yeah, very cool.
Okay, and then part of my reservation was it's still being a physician assistant, mm-hmm. and I felt like I was supposed to be doing more healing arts, and I'm just hoping that I can create space for that part of it within that model.
You are, because that was your message. So in other words, you are creating your own inner healing. And as you keep creating that own inner healing, your own healing arts assortment will manifest. In other words, physician,
okay,
heal
cool.
thyself. Physician, heal thyself.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And I have another little question.
Mm-hmm.
And the second question is it time to let the roommates go?
And they
are Satya and Ayla.
Okay, so is it your place that you've invited them
in?
It's
my place.
Uh-huh.
It's my place. I invited them in.
and they needed temporary housing.
Mm-hmm.
And they like it and would like to stay, but I'm not feeling comfortable or safe in my home. But I want to make sure it's not just an issue that I need to face and hurdle versus it's just time for them to go.
They're saying, do you really need to ask the question?
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess I did because I keep thinking, oh, they're bringing up lessons for me to learn, and isn't that great that I'm working on my stuff, right? And that there's such a trigger for me so that I work on more of my stuff. And almost owning 100% of what's going on in the house. And then I had 2 weeks without one of the two roommates, and I had such peace in my heart for 2 weeks. And then that person came back in, and I was like, wow, I don't think this is mine, but let me just make sure that this isn't just my ego bitch self, and that it really is just time to let it go.
Okay. Say your name again, my love.
Heidi.
You're ready to no longer be a martyr. You're ready to no longer be a martyr.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're a master, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's time for me to have peace in my home. And if I invite someone in, they're going to need to have peace in my home, too.
There you go. You got it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's what I needed to hear. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, honey. Indeed. We surround each with love, light, and
peace
in their home. So remember, she was talking about her outer home, but they're talking about the inner home. So peace in our home. And that's what she's saying. Like, if I bring someone in, they're going to have to come with peace in their home, meaning their energy field. And so this is what she's acknowledging. This is what is being acknowledged for all of us. So much love, so much peace to everyone. Have a beautiful new year. Enjoy. We're bringing heaven to earth. So much love to everyone. Mwah.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining. We'll be back Tuesday at 11 a.m.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you. Bye, everyone. Hi. Hi. Would you want to say hi to everybody? Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Come here, buddy. I love you.